This is Matt Wells at UN News. A UN-appointed probe into violence in Gaza last year, in which more than 180 Palestinian protesters were killed, including 35 children, said on Thursday that there was no justification for Israel to shoot protesters with live ammunition. In an interview with UN News' Daniel Johnson, Sara Hossein, member of the Commission of Inquiry, discusses the report's main findings.
Our main findings are we investigated a period between the 30th of March, when the Great March of Return, as it's been called, started, and the 31st of December. And our findings are that there's been excessive and unlawful use of force and of lethal force against civilian demonstrators in the main, that 189 Palestinians were killed during this time, 183 of them with live fire. These included children, they included people with disabilities, they included journalists and paramedics. We've also found over 6,000 injuries have been caused, again, to Palestinians by intentional shooting by sharpshooters, by snipers from the Israeli security forces.
Could you just detail how these sniper targetings took place? The snipers weren't acting alone, they had spotters. Was it not clear that they were, in the main, civilians?
Yes, well, we've conducted the investigations with the benefit of, you know, of a secretariat of very trained investigators who worked in international courts and tribunals. And what we found was that there were snipers who were located inside sandbanks or berms. They had spotters with them using high-level technology. They were able to see who was out there in the fields demonstrating. There was nothing in between them other than the separation fence, barbed wire cords and so on. So the visibility was clear most of the time. There were tires being burnt at these demonstrations, which may have occluded some of the visibility, but as I said, they had high technology to see through that. And they were able to see, as I said, children. Many were visibly children, very young, 11, 13, 14. They were able to see people with disabilities. For example, one person sitting in a wheelchair was clearly visible. Journalists were clearly marked with
press. What happened to the person in the wheelchair?
He was shot dead. He was killed.
What responsibility does the Palestinian Authority and Hamas have for protecting civilians and perhaps not encouraging demonstrations in a very, very lethal environment?
Yes, I think we felt that the de facto authority did have responsibility for certainly warning civilians about the situation there, but whether they could actually take action and whether they could be held to be under a legal obligation to prevent the demonstrations is a more difficult question.
Because they're going on every Friday, and yes. So what's happened since the end of your report, which I believe came to an end at the end of last year?
We have only investigated up to the 31st of December, but we've received information that even up to 3 weeks ago, that three children were killed at the demonstrations. And again, killed, it seems, by snipers using live ammunition. So it seems to us that the very least that should happen, and there are great concerns now that we're coming up to the anniversary of the 30th of March, there will be real fears again for people's lives and people's limbs as we go up to this time. And I think we are really calling for the Israeli authorities particularly to allow Palestinians inside Palestinian territory to be able to conduct lawful and peaceful protests without being fired on by snipers.
What are the rules of engagement? You do detail the terrible damage to lower limbs in particular. That's been a mark of this demonstration period. So what are you asking from Israel?
The first thing we're asking is an immediate cessation of these shootings by snipers with live ammunition on civilian protesters. We want to see that stop immediately. We want to see an investigation into the incidents that have already been reported and alleged. As I said, only five live investigations are there from the Israeli authorities as far as we know. We believe a far greater number, these 183 killings, do deserve to be properly investigated. We've not seen the rules of engagement of the Israeli security forces, but we have been informed about the content of them. And as far as we understand, the rules of engagement, as they're currently framed, are not in conformity with international law standards around use of force and international human rights law.